Hi, my name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. Am I speaking with Lorenzo?
Yes, this is Lorenzo.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. I'm sorry to bother you. It looks like you requested a call. I'm not sure if you were already helped.
I made the call last weekend. It was Friday.
Okay.
About, you know, the social media and all that set up with the website and what else? I guess the email also, too.
Okay. Yes, I just see you have Local SEO, Facebook ads, a website, and then our call tracking system, right?
Yes.
Okay,
I just need, you know, there are a few questions. How is that? If I have to, what do I have to do? Downloading an app or...
Oh, yeah.
Or how is everything website? This is the first time with this with Google.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Local Splash.
Gotcha. Yes, I do see that right now we're working on some custom changes on your website. So those are not done just yet. I'm going to go ahead and send a message to see when it will be ready, but definitely expect it within 24 to 48 hours. Okay?
Okay, so...
Huh?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So the website's not ready, but you are able to log into your client dashboard. Although right now you may not see, you know, some features because the website is not complete. But other than that, your Google listing is live, it's verified, and we are optimizing to get you the best return.
Okay.
Now, as far as Facebook, it looks like you were going to create a page and grant access. Does that sound right?
Yes, I already created, there was a personal email, Facebook, and then I was going to set up the business account, right?
Yes, exactly. So you needed to go into your personal page and then create a business account from there and then add us.
Okay, so are you going to help me with that or?
Yeah, absolutely. I can help you with that. Let me send you the email so you can open it up and click on that link. Okay, hang on one second. Okay, you should be getting an email titled Action Needed, Create Your Facebook Business Page. Should be just a moment.
No, I already have a personal Facebook.
You said you already have a personal Facebook page?
Yeah, I just created yesterday because I didn't have a Facebook, social media. So
yeah,
I created yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the email I sent you is asking you to create the business page from your personal one that you created yesterday.
Okay, so let me go to Facebook now.
Yeah, you open up the email that I sent you just now. And are you doing this on your phone or on your desktop?
I'm doing it on my phone.
Okay, yeah, so if you open up the email.
Or?
Yeah, that's fine. You just want to scroll down to the mobile instructions part of the email.
All right, so yeah, I already opened the email, so what do I do next? Page creation?
Yes, let me just scroll down. Sorry about that. Yeah, so it says, in order to create your new Facebook page and grant us access, please follow the instructions below. There is a tutorial video if you want to watch it, but if you want to skip that, you'll want to just go down to where it says mobile instead of desktop.
Okay, so mobile, right?
Uh-huh.
Just click on that.
No, there's nothing to click on yet. It just says on mobile, it will look a little different when you log into your Facebook app. So it's just showing you what it's going to look like. So once you log into your Facebook page, you'll click on the menu button with the three lines. They're usually at the bottom right for iOS and then top right for Android.
Right, but I'm in the email right now, so why do I click now on Facebook, or?
So the email is it will walk you through it, depending on how you're doing it. But since you're not doing it on your desktop, you're doing it on mobile, you have to just open up your Facebook page and then follow the instructions on this email that I'm reading you. So you just have to go on your Facebook app, in other words, right now. Just open it up and go to
Facebook. Okay. Yeah. So all right, so I'm in already. So
perfect. Yeah. So on mobile, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
An iPhone, so yeah, I already found the create a Facebook page. Is that it?
Let me see. You'll go to pages and then you'll click to create. It should just be a button that says a plus sign which says create. You see that?
Pages. Well, so this is, you know, like I said, this is iPhone. It's, you know, the first on top right below says create a Facebook page. Is that it?
No. Do you mind sending me a screenshot of where you are and then I'll guide you from where you are?
Sure.
Thank you.
So this one?
Yeah, you can send it to this phone number, 877-635-6225.
Okay, hold on a second. I already did. You got it?
Okay, let me check one second. Okay. No. No, it's not that one. It's gonna be on the, do you have an iPhone or an Android? I'm sorry.
No, an iPhone.
iPhone. Okay. So you'll wanna get out of there and go back into the page you were just in.
I got it already. No, I found it. It says pages.
Okay, you'll go to pages. Exactly. Then when you click on pages, there should be a button that says create. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now that you see create, you'll click on that and
so it says create a new page. It doesn't say business.
Okay, just a second. Yeah, so once you go into pages, you just should see a button that says create. If you can, do you see that one or does it say create Facebook page?
It just says, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Create a new page.
Okay, go ahead and click on that and see what happens.
All right, so next, create a started with a page, use name or, your business, brand or, yes. So.
Yeah, once you get started, it should say create your page. Your page is a space where people can publicly connect with your business, personal brand, or organization. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect. So you'll click on get started, and you'll start entering the name of your business. So that's your first, it'll be the page name. So in your case, excuse me, it should be LM, All Season Contracting.
Okay, so okay.
So after the name of your page, I believe it's going to ask you for some categories that describes your business. Do you see that as well?
Yeah, home improvement. Musical, health, beauty, grocery store. So I guess home improvement, right?
You can put that one and check to see if there's remodeling contractors, since that's the primary. If not, you can always add home improvement.
What do you say to put instead of home improvement?
Remodeling contractor.
Remodeling. remotely in.
Sorry, say that again?
You say remodeling and contracting?
Remodeling. If there's two, just put remodeling services. But what we would look for is remodeling contractor.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't let me to go. I'm just going to put home improvement instead because it won't let me to continue.
Okay.
All right, so, yes. Create.
Yeah, so then you'll click create.
Yeah, it's loading now. All right, so I'm in already in general.
Okay.
General contract email, and so, all right.
Okay, so now that you've created your page, now you're going to go back to the email I sent you with the instructions. And
okay.
You're going to go down to that option where it shows you where you entered the name of your business and where it says create. Right under that, it'll start telling you granting local splash access, and you'll need to click on that link on the email. It says you will need to click here to grant us access to your page by following the below steps. And you'll see here highlighted in blue.
All right, so go back to the email.
Yes.
And then?
Mm-hmm. And then you'll scroll down to where it shows you how to create your page to where you get to the point where it says create after you entered home improvement. And it says create. Right below that, it says granting local splash access. Do you see that?
Yeah, have the website localsplash.com and then Facebook page creation and then page creation again and then
No. So on the email that I sent you with the instructions on how to create the business page, you'll scroll down to the part. Okay, so there's a part that says create your page and it says get started. Can you find that section of the email?
All the way down, I guess?
Yeah, it's about halfway down on the page. Mm-hmm. But it tells you create your page, get started, and it tells you what's the name of your page, and then it tells you to enter your categories that you entered, which was home improvement. It's giving you
I'm gonna mention you because there is all right. So first, like a picture on top is Facebook. It just show like the Facebook,
uh-huh.
And then Kyle Holberg.
Another
page, and
yeah,
then create it.
Yeah.
Creating meta business suit.
Yeah.
Creating your page.
Mm-hmm. Keep going down.
Get started.
Yeah, you have the get started. Keep going down. It says what's the name of your page, right? If you keep going.
Yeah, what's the name of your page? Yes.
Okay, keep going down a little bit. It says next, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if you go down more, it says what's the name of your page again, and it's going to say Kyle's Plumbing. Okay,
Right,
the next section says what category best describes Kyle's Plumbing, and that's where you entered home improvement, right?
Local splash, create access, test, continue. Says continue, ask Kyle. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Just keep going down on that email. Okay. We want to get you to where there's a big blue button that says create. That's where you finished creating your page. It's right under where it says what category best describes Kyle's Plumbing. We were just there a moment ago.
Yeah, so it's right there. They say what category best in describe Kyle Plumbing, and then
yes. Okay, now keep going down, and you see how there is a button that says create, a big blue one.
Yeah.
Okay, right below that, it says, now that your page is created, you don't need to add any further information to it. We can do all of that. And then it says, granting local / access. You will need to click here. So you'll click on the button, on the blue button that says here, to grant us access.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so you'll click on there.
Yeah, it jumps to Google.
Okay, if you click there, then it should take you straight to, you will be taken to the page where you should select connect Facebook with local splash. Did it take you there?
No, it jumps to Google. Chrome Google and Google, not to the Facebook.
Okay, it should not take you to Google. It should take you directly to your Facebook page that you created. Just a second here.
Yeah, still.
One second. And you're doing this on the same device where you created your Facebook page, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. Just a second. I should take you to a local splash page that says connect to Facebook. You don't see that at all?
I can send you a screenshot where it jumps.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah, thank you. I'm just going to place you on a very brief hold here, Lorenzo. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me check. Just one second.
I'm going to send you the other screenshot where I click the blue line. It says click here.
Oh, yeah, that's prompting you to choose what browser you want to use. So you can click whichever one you'd like. Google, if that's the one you use, or Google Chrome. I would use Chrome. So you can go ahead and select Chrome, which is the first option.
Okay, hold on, let me get out. Okay.
Okay. So where did it take you now? Did it take you to a page where it says to local splashes requesting partner access?
No, yeah, because I use Google instead of Google Chrome.
Okay, it's the same thing. It's just asking you what browser to use to open
up. Yeah, now I'm in local splash.
Okay.
So, now I can press Facebook, right?
Yeah, you'll click connect Facebook.
Okay. Okay. Now I have to sign in Facebook, right?
Yes, exactly. You should already be logged in, but if you're not, it'll ask you for your password.
Okay, let me try. All right.
Okay.
All right, she's saying now.
Okay.
I would like to manage. Yeah. So confirm, right? Confirm access.
Yes, please confirm access. Exactly. And then let me know once that done, that's done, and I'll check our system here.
Got it?
Let's see. Just a second.
It says you haven't selected any access to share. Please select on this web access to continue. I did it twice already. Is that your last screenshot?
Let's see. Just a second. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're logged in as Lorenzo Martinez. That's perfect. So right where it says pages, there's nothing you can select?
No, I mean, yes, All Season, you know, the company.
Yeah, that's the one we need access to, so you need to select that one.
Okay. You got it. Great job, you were successful. Continue to access. All right, so you just finished, right?
Yeah,
you
I see it.
Take it from there.
Yep, just came in. Thank you very much for giving us access. So now we'll be able to log in, optimize, and make sure it is ready for your Facebook ads here. Okay? So as soon as your website is ready, our website development team will send you that in an email. And right now you can still log into your dashboard, but it is limited because the website's not complete. Although you will be able to, once now that we have access to your Facebook page, you'll be able to see your Facebook ads being created within your dashboard. Okay.
All right. So what about Yelp? Also, is going to be hooked up with that page as well?
Let me check what's going on there.
And also I talked to about Instagram also.
Oh no, we don't do anything with Instagram. Instagram is not something we access. We only post on Facebook, and your ads run on Facebook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me just check Yelp.
And what other ones? Is just Facebook and Yelp?
Let me see here one second. Okay, yeah, because it looks like we sent you an email on how to add us to your Yelp page, right?
No. I don't know.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Let me check 1 second.
Oh, sure. I was looking the business card.
Uh-huh.
But I like the card, but, you know, I want to... Oh, because you guys were going to help me with a new email also.
Workspace, you mean? Google Workspace for a professional email?
Yes.
Okay, that is a product we add to the account. It is $19 a month for that product. Did you want to add
already
it?
Already paid for it.
Sorry?
It's already paid for it.
Okay, let me check because I don't see it being added to your product here. 1 second.
Yeah, I added last week. I think it was Wednesday. Because I had the appointment for Friday, but then.
Are you referring to the $19 you paid for your call tracking greeting?
Wait, say that again?
I'm asking if you're referring to the $19 that you paid for your call tracking greeting, because that's a different product.
Oh. That was it.
Yeah, that's what you paid $19 for. It's the call tracking greeting. That's a one-time $19 charge. But if for Workspace, Google Workspace, it's added to monthly. So it's $19 every month.
So the email?
The email, which is Google Workspace, correct. It's not what you paid for.
Right, okay. But that I'm going to be paying every month?
Correct.
The email?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. So I'm gonna leave it the way it is now. For now.
Okay, not a problem. If you ever do want to add Workspace, just let us know. We'll be able to help you with that. Won't be a problem.
So you say, right, but it's, you know, that's going to be on the card, right, on the business card.
When you set up Workspace, yes, we would add your email address to the business cards and to your Google profile. I'm sorry, to your website. So that you can also be reached out via email.
I think I talked about the email with the person that spoke last time. I don't know. I think she left a note there. I don't know if you can check.
I'm sorry. Are you looking for what again?
I think I spoke about the email with the person I spoke the last time.
Uh-huh.
I think she left a note for that.
A note saying what?
About the email.
Yeah, I'm just confused. I'm sorry. I don't know what you mean by about the email. The email, all we have to do is just charge you for it, and then we would create one for you, depending on what you would like it to be. So, for example, in your case, we have your domain, which is what we would use to create your email, which is LM. I'm sorry. Once again, LM All Season. C.com. Okay, so your email address would be something along the lines of lorenzo@lmallseasonc.com. It's really just a matter of what you decide, and then we just charge you for it. But that's how it works. There's nothing more to that. We just set you up with an email address, and we charge you monthly for it.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to leave it the way it is now.
Okay, no problem. If you do decide you want it, just let us know. We can add it in a matter of a day.
All right, so and what about the logo?
The logo, let me just check on that. Okay. Looks like it was sent out to you on the 23rd via email. Did you receive that?
Yeah, no, I received the business card, which you can see the logo.
Yeah, the logo was created with the business card. It looks like it was sent out to you on the 23rd. You don't see the logo on there anywhere?
Yes, it is on the business card.
Okay. But you didn't get the logo by itself, is what you're saying?
No, yeah, it was in the business card.
Yes, I do see that it was completed on the 23rd. I'm sorry, the 25th. No, 23rd, and they sent it to you via email on the 23rd.
Yeah, I have the card with the logo in the card. So is that the same, or is it a different one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's what I was asking. Where you did not get the logo by itself is what you're saying, right? It's just in the business
card? Right, yes.
Card? Okay.
On the business card.
Okay. Then I'll go ahead and send them a message and ask them to resend just the logo. They usually send them both. So I'll go ahead and have them resend the logo.
No, but I think it's good. So, I don't know if you can see the roof is red, right? And the windows are red. And there is, you know, like the walls are black.
Uh-huh.
But you see the faces like brown? Can that be white? And the contracting white also?
Okay, just a moment.
I just want to see it again, so because it looks like right now the faces of the house, it looks, and the contracting letters looks brown. I mean, like a gray color now.
So you want them to be white, right?
Yeah, I want to see how it looks like him. Because I feel like more white instead.
Okay, I can put in the request. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put in the request. So you should be getting that in an email in the next 24 to 48 hours.
All right, yeah, no, I feel like, it is going to be, I want to like white. Just the way it is now, but just change the faces white and the, you know, the letters down below LMO season, white also.
Yeah, okay, I'll put in the request. Right, it should take 24 to 48 hours. Sorry?
And that will be the logo.
Yes, of course. So you'll get that within the next 24 to 48 hours.
All right.
Okay. And besides...
But I just want to see the logo separate.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm sorry. Have them to send me both, you know, in the car and the logo separate, in a separate email.
Okay, but did you get the business card, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm asking them is to send you the logo aside from that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And was there anything else besides that I can help with? Any other questions or concerns?
No, I think that was it. Oh, what about, I do have to log in or have to download an app?
Let me check that here. Yeah, there is an app that you should be downloading. I will also request that we send you the email with the app instructions. It's actually in your login email that we sent you with your credentials, but I'll have them resend it to you right now.
Yeah, because I don't see it. I think they just sent me the card with the logo in it.
Okay. Yeah, you'll get that in your inbox in the next 5 or 10 minutes maximum.
Oh, what else? So I'm going to need a password also, I guess, to log in or just download an app. and go in?
Exactly. Yeah, you're just going to download the app and follow the instructions.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Yeah, and if you have any other questions, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to help.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time, Lorenzo. You have a great day.
Thank you very much. You too. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye-bye.